Join the power trip. Corey, Sauce, Hockey, AJ, and Mark Parrish in the Parlay Lounge at Treasure Island Resort and Casino March 7th and 8th for your chance to win a trip to Las Vegas and other great prizes. More info at KFN.com, keyword Vegas.
Norv!
Back at the Indianapolis Combine, courtesy of Whiting, LASIK, and a cataract, and joining us now, former Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator and current offensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers, Norv Turner joins us for Combine coverage. And, you know, you may remember, Norv, a few years ago when you were in the Twin Cities, we developed a shirt that was a purple shirt with gold lettering that said, Norv. We sold it at the state fair. Of course, you reap no benefits from it. But it was an incredibly popular shirt. I understand in Charlotte, they have a T-shirt with your face on it that says, "What's up, baby?" Because that's what Cam Newton says you always say to him.
They do have that shirt. It's not nearly as impressive as the Norv shirt. You know, there are people that wear that shirt on the beach in Del Mar, the Norv, the "What's up, baby?" I don't know where that came from, but it does exist.
Well, I've known you around 5 years now. I've never heard you once say, "What's up, baby?"
I don't remember saying that, but it seems someone thinks I do.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Cam Newton apparently thinks you're
great. Yeah, right.
Yeah, he thinks a lot, though.
What do you think of, now, if we're going to talk about clothing, what do you think about the way Cam Newton dresses?
What's up, baby?
Well, you got to understand that one of the first things I told Cam was I wouldn't say anything about the way he dressed if he didn't say anything about the way I dressed. So we're in good shape.
Truce.
Would you take Super Bowl ring or T-shirt? I mean, I'm guessing that the T-shirt's got to be up there. That's what you've been working for your whole life, right? Is have these T-shirts named after you.
Those things, I think, you know, the season's long and those things are entertaining. But obviously we know we're all trying to do is win as many games, get in the playoffs, and have success. So that's what we're driving for. And, you know, we've got a lot of young, good players. So I think we got a chance to be a good team.
Well, Paul Charchian is unbelievably excited to talk about one of them, Christian McCaffrey. So let me get this, since you're getting serious, Norv, let me get this one out of the way, and then they can go hardcore football. How many combines for you? Any idea?
Well, I just saw a thing this morning on the news that they were talking about the combine. It's been here since 1987, and my first was either 87 or 88, and I had not missed one until the year I was out. So this is probably 33 for me.
So back then you used to talk to prospects probably by using a payphone.
Well,
Morse code.
No question. You had the phone card that you used and slid it in. No question. There certainly weren't.
Flipper Anderson would page you.
There weren't cell phones, but it's interesting to watch it, and everyone talks about these guys and what they do. But, you know, I was telling someone the other day, Rod Woodson had one of the most impressive workouts, you know, here back in the late 80s, I believe, you know, and. There have been some unbelievable performances at the combine, and you know, you kind of compare different guys to different generations, but these guys right now are really impressive. They spend so much time working out, preparing for the combine, that they have some great performances.
A story from the lap of Uncle Nor from Indianapolis. Charge.
You can't turn it off.
Can't turn it off.
That's the beauty of it.
What's up, baby?
Yes. While we're back, you know, back one more second on the clothing. I want to see sometime you and Cam have a bet, and the loser has to dress like the other guy.
The best.
Yeah. You would have to dress like Cam, or Cam would. That's right.
I don't think that'll work.
That'd be great. I do want to talk about Christian McCaffrey, but maybe a little later. What I wanted to ask you is, your team started 6-2, and then you lost, I don't know, like 6-7 straight games until you got a win against, I think, the Saints in Week 17, and I'm not sure they were even playing for anything at
that
point.
Beat Shermer right at the wire.
They weren't, but they were playing their starters for about three quarters. Offensively, we had everyone talks about playing for nothing. We had about six backup players on offense, and
our guys
really performed well in that game, and it was important to us to play well in that game. You know, we all know what this league is about, and we're 6-2, and we lost two close games. We lost to Detroit. We missed a field goal and extra point, and went for two in the last minute and didn't make it. And then we lost to Seattle and had a really good game offensively and missed a field goal with a minute left. And you lose those close games, you can't get them back. And there's some teams that obviously you're not going to beat. That's the way this league is. So when you get an opportunity to beat a team, you've got to do it. And you know, those two games probably kept us from being a playoff team.
You know, a large part of sort of that stat is you guys kind of hit a slide at the end of the season. Your defense, and I know this is a defensive question, but your defense gave up an unbelievable amount of third and long situations that really kept the ball going for the opponents. How did that affect the football team as a whole? Did it at all?
Well, I think it ultimately has an effect the more times it happens. But the biggest thing is you give up those third and longs. You work hard to get a team in the third and long, and you lose possessions, opportunities on offense. When you get a team in third and 17, third and 19, third and 14, which actually worked down in distances that teams converted, offensively you sit there and wait. And we're a good offensive football team. We're actually a good football team. You know, we had some devastating injuries in the offensive line we overcame, and we had a lot of changes in the secondary that I think you know, we eventually overcame, but it was a factor during that stretch.
Norv Turner from the Indianapolis Combine.
And then along with that, you know, it was reported that, you know, Cam was dealing with a shoulder injury. He did have a little bit of a clean out at the end of the season. How did that affect your play calling when you see a quarterback that's kind of struggling to throw the ball down the field a little bit?
Well, I don't think it was as big a factor as has been reported. You know, I was talking about the Seattle game. That was week 11. He was 25 of 30, you know, completed 14 straight to start the game. I thought he was playing at a high level. You know, he started pressing and tried to do too much. Had a rough game against Tampa with multiple interceptions. But then right at the end, the last three or four weeks in that New Orleans game, he was struggling. And, you know, I think he's done the right thing. They went in, they scoped it, they cleaned it out. He's rehabbing now, and I expect him to, you know, come back and be able to play at the same high level he was playing.
Well, we're talking about the quarterback position. You brought back a familiar name for yourself and for our listeners, Taylor Heinicke, and he actually started one game for you. What did you know? Having worked with him for another year, what did you think of that? And the limited time that you got to see him, I think only for a couple of quarters before he got knocked out. I think threw an intercept, not threw a touchdown.
Taylor's a good player. You know, he actually got hurt in that game and played with his elbow in pretty bad shape. We've got two good young players, Taylor and then Kyle Allen. You know, the position, I think when you get a young guy and you get to start with him, you know, on the ground floor like we did with Teddy, I think you can get a guy playing the way you want him to play. And those guys did a good job for us.
Doing any weekly radio in Charlotte?
I don't get near any of that. I don't. I
own any horses that run down there?
No horses.
Seriously, though, Kevin Stefanski, somebody with whom you're very familiar, new offensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. From your days of working with Kevin, what do you remember about him, and how do you think he'll do?
Well, Kevin's, you know, obviously we were together there. He understands our offensive system. When I watched them play, when he was calling the plays, it's very similar. It looks a lot like what we did. He's had opportunity, much like I did as a young coach, to be with multiple people. He's been with some outstanding coaches. I think you draw from each of them. Kevin's a very sharp guy, loves ball, great with people. He'll do a great job for him.
You know, one of the things in the news is Jason Witten stepping down and leaving ESPN and going back to Dallas. And the first person that everybody brings up is Greg Olsen. He's a guy that's done some color commentary. Maybe he could do it. I know that you can't comment on that in particular, but he's a guy that I watched for a long time, really respected. What was he like, and what is he like working with him as a player and as a person?
Craig's, you know, the ultimate pro, and he's, you know, he's as well-rounded a tight end as you can find. Unfortunately, he only played in, I think, 6 or 7 games. He's been injured 2 years in a row. I can tell you he's in rehabbing and working to get back. He wants to keep playing. I know the rumors are out there about him being, you know, being courted by ESPN and Fox. I don't know how much of that is, you know, reliable, but I know he is outstanding when he's in the booth. He would be a great addition. I hope that doesn't happen. We have a good young tight end, Ian Thomas. We've got 3 good tight ends. Greg's obviously a big part of that. And it's a big part, as you guys know, it's a big part of what we do. You know, we're going to have a tight end on the field most of the time, and they're an integral part of what we're doing.
Let's get to Christian McCaffrey. A fantastic success story. He's an awfully good player, and boy, you weren't bashful about using him. Holy cow, did he get a lot of use? You ran him inside, outside, you threw to him. His pass protection was good. Talk to me a little bit about the special talents that he brings to the field and how you like to utilize him.
Well, he's a great young player, and that's what I was saying. The thing that excites me, we're very, very young, particularly at our skill positions, when you got Christian, DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel are both 22 years old. Christian's 22 years old. Ian Thomas is a rookie, 22 years old. So all those guys have great speed, can run on our playmakers. Christian can do it all. Obviously, he can run inside. He can run outside. He's a physical player. He's an outstanding receiver. He's just, you know, he's a lot of fun to be around. You know, when I got there, people doubted if he could hold up or play inside. He had a lot of touches, but it's not even close to what I've been with in the past. He had like 320 touches, 107 of them were catches. I had our PR guys look it up, and I think I've been with 4 or 5 guys that had over 400 touches in the game. So I don't think we were concerned about the number of touches he had. He obviously played 95% of the play, so he was on the field most of the time. But he can handle it. He's a young guy, and when he's on the field, you have to be aware of him, and it opens things up for other guys.
Last couple for Uncle Norv, Ben.
I just want to ask you to comment on one of my best friends, Heath Farwell. It's been fun to watch him, you know, go from teammate of mine, you know, complete knucklehead special teams guy into this very mature, knowledgeable coach. And now he left you guys. But what was your short experience with working with Heath as the special teams assistant at the time?
Just what you'd expect. High energy. Obviously very good with the players, you know, very smart. Our special teams guys did a great job. We had a lot of changes there, you know, as you do when you have injuries, and they did a great job of keeping getting those guys ready to play, and Heath will do great in Buffalo.
So 33 years of combines, there have to be stories from the lap of Uncle Norv. I mean, like these meetings that coaches have and personnel people and stuff, anybody ever completely, with, you know, you don't have to say names, completely bomb these meetings? Or like, give us a story from the lap of Uncle Norv involving combines from days gone by.
Well, one of the great ones, and thank goodness that we worked our way through it, there's a number of really good ones, but Stephon Diggs did not really overwhelm anybody with his interview, and you know, he was a little self-conscious that time, and there were some stories about him and his character, and that's why he was still there when we drafted him. But I think everyone knows the story that you know, Scott Turner had recruited him out of high school and when he was at Pittsburgh, and you know, Rick Spielman said, hey Scott, you got, if we draft this guy, you got to make sure he's all right, and you vouch, you step up on the table for him. He said, absolutely, you know, we believe him, we trust him, you know, and thank goodness that happened, because obviously he's the type of player you want to have on your team, and you know, he's just such an outstanding person and player.
Charge, wrap it up.
When you're talking to these kids, you know, now they're all coached up and they've got all the stock answers and everything. Do you have your questions that you try to do to sort of, you know, evoke a more natural response from them. Try to do things that will test them in a way that they're not prepared for.
Well, you try hard to do that, but every year you do something like that, then the next year they're
prepared. Coached up on that.
So you try to stay one thing ahead. One of the things we do, which is good, we don't do a lot of verbal stuff. We put the tape on and have them describe the play, describe what they're doing, talk about their technique. You know, probably of our 15-minute meeting, 10 minutes of it is watching them on tape. And you get a pretty good feel. It's unrehearsed because they don't know what plays
you're
going to
show. Yeah.
And, you know, guys, you know, they revert to who they are, and you get a feel. I think that interviews at the Combine are overrated. If you count on 15 minutes of time to make a decision on a guy, it's foolish. I think the most important thing now in the Combine are the physicals. You know, the little bit of interaction you get in the interviews, you get to get the measurables. But we all know the you evaluate players. We're just talking about Stephon Diggs. You evaluate players of how they play in games against the best competition, and you make bad decisions when you start basing it too much on what happens here at the Combine.
When you show them those plays for 10 minutes, it's not their highlights, right? I mean, these aren't, you know, here's all the great plays you did. I assume that you're going to challenge them. You show them a lot of the plays where they got beat.
Well, it's a mix. And some of it is you want to, like a protection where something came free. You want to know if they know the name of the protection, if they want to know who had the responsibility. Mm. There's some guys that only know what their job is. And then there's some guys that know the entire protection. They know what the quarterback audible to. They know how he audible to. We're talking about offensive linemen now.
Yeah.
You know, but you get a feel for their understanding, true understanding of football.
So when you go to the racetrack at Del Mar in Southern California, there really are Norv shirts?
They don't sell them at the fair there, unfortunately.
But you
see them? I've never made any money. No one's ever sent me a check for shirts that were sold at the fair. But, yeah, every once in a while you see one bouncing around.
Hey, great catching up with you. Tell Scott, Robin, and the rest of your family hello, and best of luck next year.
Thanks a lot. Always great talking to all you guys. I miss you.
Norv Turner, offensive coordinator, Carolina Panthers. Indianapolis Scouting Combine coverage continues after this.
You're listening to PA, Charge, and Lieber from the NFL Combine, presented by Whiting LASIK Eye Care and Cataract on The Fan.